You see that, boys? What, you see that over there? What's coming? You see that? Look, guys, duck down. Look. Is that a red dot on your head? No, is that a red dot on my head? No, it's a fucking tank. It's a purple tank. And there's a guy on top of it with a Raptor flag. Kobe Simmons? Who the fuck is Kobe Simmons? Welcome everybody to the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast. And I'm your host as usual, Mr. L. Hoopo. That's two O's, P-O. And the other host of this wonderful podcast is A-Rod, A-R-O-D, and Mr. Max Profit. You better pay me. All three of us are back together. A-Rod is back from therapy after that Kentucky-Oakland game. So let's go. A-Rod, first of all, we missed you last episode. You could have gave us some background info when we much needed it on Royce White, because we didn't have our encyclopedia here to press pause on that clip. Anyways, Kentucky, Oakland. I know you didn't.
Don't
I saw.
Don't even ask me for one word, man. Don't even ask. Let's just
I'm not asking you for a word. Okay, okay. You know what? Kobe Simmons.
Yeah. Let's okay. Go.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. No, we won't talk about it. Everybody, I saw him the next day at the gym at the door. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on, man? Yeah, I'm jumping. I'm like, oh, man. He's like, no, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. And I was like, okay, the eyes don't lie, Chico. You could see it. Boom. Like, no, we're not going to go there. Yeah. But where we are going to go is we are going to go to that circus, that ringing circus. Those elephants and fire-breathing dragons and jugglers and wizards and Raptors game that I could call it a basketball game. Sure, it was a basketball game. And the Raptors lost 112 to 109. We were just talking about it before we hit record. It was just probably one of the more sloppier games. It was like a drunk like family reunion at a bowling alley. You know what I mean? Like it was slippery, and it was like bowling shoes with lacquered on the bottom. Like it was awful. And I don't want to get going right now because I'm amped up about it. But give me your one word. Give me your vibe. Go hit me. You boys start on this one.
Oh, man. It's like Jack would say, garbage. That's what it is, garbage. That was just, oh, man. 10-game losing streak. You lose to the Wiz. You make Jordan Poole look like a, you know, all-world player. I don't even know what to say to that, man. Then you got stuck watching, you know, some of these guys that you're like, I don't even know who this is. Mm-hmm. Even when you follow college, it's like, you're like, that guy still plays? Like, that's kind of the reaction, right? But
he's on the team?
Yeah, that was rough, man. That was rough. I do got to say this, though, on a positive note. Mm. Abaji, man, this guy, you know what? He's not bad on defense. I give him that.
No,
he's not bad on defense. He can't shoot for shit.
No.
He's not bad at all on defense. And the weird thing was, he was never that bad in college at shooting. Like, I'm almost very certain he was okay.
So his decline.
It's just, maybe it's just the NBA games getting to his head, like, because he missed some wide open threes, and you're like, oh, that should have made that, or at least, you know, shot a better shot. You can always tell when somebody's decent, like, based on how they miss. If they don't miss that badly, then you know that, like, there's potential, but it was something else.
So he's still shooting that college three.
Shooting nothing right now.
And the Raptors have a lot of stock in him. I think they're kind of high on him too. They have some hope in him that he's gonna.
Like, look, he shot 40% from three in college. I knew I wasn't crazy. I mean, listen, two extra feet is not that much.
No, but his shot.
You're playing defense. You're playing that defense. You got to work on your legs, young man. It's not easy to play defense in the NBA and still score.
Man, aren't you right? What do you got, Max P? What's your vibe? What's your take? What's your word?
Levels.
Mm.
The Wizards, they pretty much had their guys out there.
Yeah.
The Raptors, we had none of our guys out there, except for Gary Trent Jr. and Grady D. Kansas Slim.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, it was a bunch of who? Huh? But you know, like Abaji looks good. Ramsey hit a nice shot. Grady D is running around looking pretty smooth. And then we got a whole bunch of like better players that aren't playing right now, and like a whole bunch of new guys coming in. Hopefully we hopefully our scouts have some, you know, idea of, you know, like who they're going for already. Hopefully it's not no last second thing, so we can flush out the issues and the problems, so we don't get that, what's that dude's name, whatever that dude's name that caused the issue. You know, you want to make sure some of these cats aren't a problem. So there's levels to this. Horrible disaster trash can fire of a game. But yeah, like the Raptors, we got some more. We got our upside looks way better than the Wizards.
Oh yeah, because that was all they got.
That's what they're working with. That's what they're working with right there.
Yeah. That's as good as they get, and they had they gave us a chance to win it. You know, that's really, oh man. If I was a Wizards fan, oh boy, I'm asking for a refund. My word's gonna be yes. We got levels and garbage. I like that. Mine is I'm gonna go to 8-Ball and MJG, which we've gone there before, and they have Pimp Hard. Well, I'm gonna go tank harder, because it was a game of tanks, and we tanked harder, and the tank came out strong in the end. But you know, there was a sequence where everybody was falling all over the floor. Nobody could pass. It went back and forth, like you could hear the fans laughing, and you could it sounded like this. that's what it sounded like. It was ridiculous.
Step right up, folks.
I went back and forth, and it was like, who are these people? It looked like a G League semifinal. Like, it was brutal. So it hurt, and we've been saying it all season, or not all season, like the last couple of months, that it's gonna get bad. But it there were a few points in that game where, to me, it was just, that was super painful. Like, I'd rather go hang out in a graveyard.
Oof. Well, I mean, if it wasn't for podcasts and gambling, nobody would have watched that game the other night.
I mean,
you're right.
It's a pretty strong and accurate statement there. Podcasts
and gambling. Just the two sweatiest people in the world. That's who's watching those games, huh? Podcasters and gamblers.
And the best. Fantasy players.
Yes.
Fantasy players for sure. Yeah.
So if Obagi's out, it's going to be this guy. But
fantasy goes under the category of gambling. Like, that's, you know, sure. That's under that category right there.
They're the same people. Yeah, definitely.
Make you sweat, man.
Speaking of sweat. I was out and about. I was at the coffee shop. And this guy named Simone comes up to me, and he lifts his arm up to give me daps, and he has sweat going all the way down his shirt. Just all the way down. Look like kangaroo slobber, just like a kangaroo went and licked him from his elbow all the way down to his hip. Just gave him one big lick of just nastiness, right?
And he says,
hey, what's going on? I'm like, nah, put it down. And I was wondering, if this guy could get a little bit of help with his problem underneath his windshield wipers. If you guys know of anywhere Simone could get some sweat help.
I think you need the help, man, because this coffee shop has some people, man. This
coffee shop is wild.
It's mad sus, man.
It's the most wild coffee shop in Toronto. I just lost my voice right there. Oh, god damn. You're right. Yeah. Well, anyways.
I got a spot. We'll help you with your drip.
Your drip. It'll help you with your arm drip. Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny as hell. Yeah, I'll take you there one day, Rod. Max, we'll go have a little cannoli. They're delicious. Yay. Anyways.
Talk some business.
Yeah, we'll talk some business and some gambling. So you know that means this is another episode of this or...
That.
All right, so since we're in the land of the White House, we're in Washington, D.C., the district, that's where we're going to stay. And it was really
easy. Wake up, Joe. We are here.
Hey, Sleepy Joe. Wake up, Joe. we're here. The Canadians are here. So we're gonna talk a little shit right now. So I first one here. Who got under your nerves more out of these two players? Okay, Paul Pierce, the truth. All right, and we have a history as Raptor fans with the truth. Paul
Pierce. What was that? What was the line when the reporter asked him, "Did you call? Did you call bank?"
What did he say?
And he said, "I called game," and walked off. And he just walked off. I was like, "You're a piece of shit for that. That is the dopest shit I've ever seen."
Can't stand this dude. We don't even need a person he's against. But I'm gonna have okay. Hold on. So Paul Pierce versus Gilbert Arenas.
Whoa!
Now this is a big one. Who gets under your skin more?
Goodness
Gilbert
gracious.
Arenas.
No Diddy.
Or Paul Pierce, the truth. Start with you, A-Rod. Who you got? Paul Pierce or Gilbert Arenas?
Tough one. I mean, Gilbert lately, because of the pod that he's on, he just says some absolute bedonkers craziness.
You know it. You know it.
Paul Pierce, I would say over the years, man, just all those Celtics seasons, I mean, the just kind of always rubbed me the wrong way, but yeah, the wheelchair game, like, I'm just going to go with Paul Pierce.
You go with Paul
Division, Pierce. Division opponent, I don't care about Gilbert Arenas, man.
Yeah.
Him and his poker and guns and whatever he was doing.
Yeah.
Lap okay, dances so and Paul all that Pierce. Crazy stuff. Gilbert Arenas a wild boy.
Yeah, he is. All right, so 1-0 for Paul Pierce, the truth. Who do you got, Max, Paul Pierce or Gilbert Arenas?
Who got under my skin more?
Yeah, who got under your skin more? Or to this day, who gets under your skin more?
I would say Gilbert Arenas gets under my skin more. No Diddy. Gilbert Arenas doesn't stand on nothing. Mm. And I don't like that. You know, that... Be whatever you want to be. I really don't care. But stand on it. For goodness gracious. Let me know where you're coming from. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so when you, and Paul Pierce, I mean, I remember back when we used to club, Paul Pierce used to be in the club all the time. Because, you know, in Toronto, I think it was the Tuesday night before the Wednesday game or something like that. The players were always in the club. And so I used to see Paul Pierce, Dwayne Wade, Shaq, these guys were regulars in Toronto club scene. And this is after Paul Pierce got poked up by those Made Men guys or whatever. I'm not sure. Maybe I shouldn't have said Made Men. Anyways, he got poked up anyways by whoever. And he used to be in the club and with a bunch of gangsters behind him just chilling, not looking behind him, not worried about nothing. I was like, wow, this guy's real comfortable. Like, he's a real dude, even though he's hella annoying.
So
and his style of ball is ugly, and he talks that crazy shit.
I call
he's a
his
front
game,
runner.
He's got fat game.
Yeah, like
fat game. Yeah, it's just like it's slow and grow. I don't like it.
Yeah, like Paul Pierce really is more annoying out of the two, but he got more success. He got more accomplishments.
And
what he said after that game when he shot that against the Raptors, man, that was just. And he was washed up them times. He was with the Nets them times, wasn't he?
He
was still talking crazy with his washed up self.
That was heartbreaking.
But still, he has the compliments to back it up, so I gotta go with Gilbert.
All right, so you went with Gilbert. I agree with both of you with your points, and especially the one you said that Gilbert doesn't stand on anything. And I heard a story that when he was in his pre-draft workouts, and he had to go, you know, they put you through the treadmill and everything like that, he just didn't go on the treadmill. He just, you know, he just didn't go on. And they're like, "Look, Gilbert, you have to go on." And he's like, "No, I don't." So he didn't. And he just pulls shit like that all the time. It's just, and it's all about, it just seems it was just all about his contracts, all about this, all about that. I don't know him as a human being. I don't know him as a man, but this is just the stuff that seeps through the cracks. And
what that's what I'm saying right there. Like, why would you show up and then you don't actually show up and then act a fool? Like, Which way are you going with this? You know,
and that bothers me because that's disrespectful to the game. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that I love is this game. And Paul Pierce, as much as he's annoying, mm-hmm. and he still went out there and seemed like he wanted nothing more than to win this game. And you know what I mean? And would let you know about it too. And it's funny because I have a little bit of that in me too. Like you have two different sides of you. You have the side of you that's on the basketball court and the side of you that's on the streets or outside of the basketball court. And sometimes they're completely different people. So
basketball gangsters, I call them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know either of them, but I know that one to me seems to respect the game more, and that's Paul Pierce. And as much as that hurts me to say, I have to go with Gilbert Arenas because it's just like, get out of here, man.
That's a good pick. Guy, that's a good pick right there.
Guys, get out of here. Just get it. You're a mistake. All right. Next one. Who do you think these two old school, they're not that old school, but old school Wizards here. Who do you think was in the gym less? Who do you think was just not in the gym at all or just in the gym less? Okay. We got Mr. Andre Miller, all right, or Jared Dudley. Who was in the gym less?
Come on.
Jared Dudley.
Come on, man.
Or Andre Miller. Who do you got? Andre. And not to body shame, but guess what? You're disrespecting the game. Some people are by not taking care of yourself. So who do we got here? Who do you got here, Rob?
For sure it's Jared Dudley, man. No question, man. Come on, man.
I know, right?
This guy, man. With his fat ass, man.
I know.
The way he moved, you were like, man, this is the type of dude that does three sets of eight of everything and just goes home, man.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. not even a
three
full
sets
rep.
Of eight. Goodness gracious,
man! This man, you know, he's the type of dude that literally would want like every piece of equipment,
yeah,
and just say, "This is my circuit, man," and then he just gone home, man. That's it. This guy had no respect for nothing, man.
Yeah, he's the type of dude who does that, and his outfit, he's got all the tights on and everything like that. But he's just sweating, but he's not doing anything. Yeah.
So right. Easy, Jared Dudley.
So easy, Jared Dudley. Okay, who do you got, Max P? Jared Dudley less in the gym or Andre Miller? And no disrespect to Andre Miller. Actually, I don't know why I put him. Well, I do know why I put him on there. But Andre Miller, he could ball. Andre Miller.
Oh yeah. Gonna lie. Nice.
So I don't want to disrespect Andre Miller, but I will disrespect Jared Dudley when it's my turn. So go ahead, Max P. Who do you got, Andre Miller or Jared Dudley? Who's in the gym?
I think Jared Dudley spent more time in the gym, but he didn't do nothing while he was there. He is the talker, motherfucker. He is the guy acting like he was the coach when he wasn't the coach, trying to tell players what to do, hooting and hollering as an excuse for not actually putting in any of the work, not doing any of the runs, not doing any of the drills. That's why he looks like he's been playing video games and drinking beers.
This dude,
like, bro, like you said, he's disrespecting the game out here looking all sloppy.
100%. Guys like that really bother me. So that's an easy 2-0, right? So you got Jared Dudley. Yeah, so I pretty much already gave my answer. I'm with you. This is a clean sweep for Jared Dudley. Jared Dudley, every time I saw him, whether he was with the Suns or whoever he was with, I always be having fun watching the game, seeing these guys play. Like, this is, and then my eye would catch Jared Dudley, and it would just always just go mad, just go angry. Like, I can't believe you're in the league. I can't believe you're sitting on with your double chin wagging your goddamn towel right now, looking over at the coach like, why aren't I in right now? You're not in because you're a fat ass right now, and we only need you out there for the five fouls. Like, get out of here, man. Like, it bothers me. It always bothered me about Jared Dudley. Like, I honestly, if I were to jog my memory or go on YouTube and type in, has Jared Dudley ever hit a jump shot? There won't be any evidence of it. There won't be any evidence of it. You're not going to find it. So I'm going with you, boys. Jared Dudley.
Shout out to that kid with the goggles from Indiana State. What they call him, Larry Nerd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Larry
Nerd. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. Now you see that's a dude who's out of shape, but he got a whole look to him, you know?
Yeah. I love that guy, man. Robbie
Ivey. And before, you know what? There are guys who, like, you can't sit here and say Jokic is not in great shape. Even Luka's not in great shape, it seems. But it's just there's a difference.
We'll go back
to the levels of it all. Like, you can see the difference. You know what I mean? Like, Jared Dudley, you put him up against my dad even, and you'd be like, I don't know, maybe
Hoopo's dad's get him. In better shape. You can get him.
you know what I mean? Anyways. All right, next one. We got a fight. Talk about dudes that are in shape. Dudes energy. We got Marcin Gortat for this fight.
Hey, ooh. Gortat. Oh, long Gortat. Time no see.
Yeah, exactly. Polish legend, man. Absolutely. Gortat. So we got Gortat in this corner against, man, I don't know if you guys remember this guy, but Jahadi White.
I remember Jahadi White.
Jahadi White was a big boy. Look at this pick I found right here. Just, you can't stop me. And I'll stomp on you. So Jahadi White versus Marcin Gortat, A-Rod. Who do you got?
I'll still go with Gortat, man. Gortat looking like the bouncer outside a music nightclub, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just asking you, like, how much you had to drink tonight or you're not coming in, man. Are you getting bottle service or not?
Yeah. He hands you sprinklers and stuff, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you got Gortat?
Yeah.
All right. So 1-0 Gortat. Max, who you got? Gortat or Jahadi White?
You're gonna have to break the tie, Paul. I'm gonna go with Jahadi White.
Oof.
I think he played on the Wizards at the same time MJ was there.
Yes. Him and Kwame Brown, I think.
Kwame Brown definitely went through that drama. But
Butler, I think, was on that squad.
So just for being around a different kind of era.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Jahadi White.
You going with Jahadi? I like both your takes on that. He definitely does look like a guy that, like, he would be a bouncer at a musique or they got pool parties down at the docks or
Docks. That's he looks like one of those ones right there.
Yeah, one of those guys who drives in from Mississauga
with the black shirt
for the Friday night with his
black button up.
Black button up. Mississauga, scared of Toronto, you know. But I'm gonna go
black
all
button
out
up with the white cuffs.
Yes.
And white buttons.
Like this, the cuff that goes down.
Yep.
One of those. Yeah, just got his square one cologne on, just ready for a night.
He's good to go.
But Jahadi was a beast. Jahadi, man, I just remember, I was like, that boy, he is so big. But then Gortat, that boy is just... I'm gonna go with Gortat just because I think Gortat is the type of guy that would he would destroy you, but then he'd laugh while he was doing it. You know what I mean? Like he just
it looks like he might have a mean left hook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Straight right. You know.
Yeah, and you can tell like he shaves his own head with an axe.
with the Rambo knife.
Yeah. Or he gets his wife to do it. You know what I mean? Like, just crazy. All right. So that was easy. So Gortat wins. All right. Here's another one. Who do you think? This is the second last one. Who do you think cares more here about basketball or baddies? Girls, broads, women. Who do you think cares more about hoop or girls? Jordan Poole? Do you think he cares more about basketball or ladies or Nick Young?
Hey.
Who do you think out of those two cares more about basketball or girls? You give me your call. Who do you got? Nick Young or Jordan Poole? Hey, Rod.
That's actually a good one, but I would probably go with Jordan Poole.
Cares more about basketball?
No. Cares more about chicks.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't even think there's a question about that. Like, the way this guy conducts himself on the court and plays, everything is geared towards making, like, a Ball Is Life mixtape. Nick Young, like, has those moments, but Jordan Poole is, like, he's basically a skinny version of Escalade from N1. Yeah. Like, he wants to do that, man. He wants to, like, show off, show out, you know, make a clip out of it. You know, my life is a movie. That's the mustache right there.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
You know, Nick Young, like, yeah, he had those moments in L.A., but I don't know. There's points. I would never feel like Nick Young was always going to be on Shaqt and a Fool. Jordan Poole is like, he's a Hall of Famer on that, man. He's not even one season without the Warriors.
You know? Permanent residence.
Yeah. All right, so 1-0 Jordan Poole. What about you, Max? Who do you got, Jordan Poole or Nick Young?
Yeah, it's definitely Jordan Poole, just like A-Rod said. This dude got punched out by Draymond Green, and nobody on the team gave a fuck about it. Nobody.
This is true.
The only person that cared was that one guy that gave him the contract, and that guy is gone. Mm. He left the organization, and so did Jordan Poole. So nobody gave a F about that guy getting knocked out. And so that's you know, like from the outside looking in, there's a dude that's not about basketball. And when Draymond punched him out, it wasn't because Draymond was just being an asshole. It was, I'm doing this for society, you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing this for the people, you know?
Yeah.
This is the punch coming from the people.
You're right, too, because remember the footage? Nobody came to back him up.
Bro, nobody. And just the way they treated him afterwards, the way Steph Curry was hollering at him in the playoffs, the coach never backed him up. I mean, forget about it.
And he proved himself when he left and came to the Wizards now, and really showed his true colors. That's exactly
He showed his ass. He definitely showed his ass.
Yeah.
Diddy.
Crazy. No though, Diddy. He actually looked really good last night. I mean, the final dagger. When the Wizards hit that corner three from Kispert, that Jordan Poole pass was nice, man. I got to give you credit for that.
So, tell me who was on the court that he was hitting these buckets.
Listen, man, don't you dare disrespect Ramsey.
Okay,
Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk. Well, no disrespect, Kelly Olynyk, but
Bruce Brown.
Yeah. He had a big bucket. Got the bench riled up, but it was all for naught.
You guys see Gary Trent get blocked by the rim? That shit hurt my soul, man. This man trying to dunk, and then all you heard was like that Chief Lakota commercial in the background. His back was just aching.
Lakota. Yeah. Lakota. Oh, man.
It was one of those. The season can't end quick enough for these Raptors, boy. It can't end quick,
right? Oh, man, it's painful. Even my 1.5-year-old son was like,
like, they told RJ, you take as much time as you need. Quickly. They told Quickly, yo, relax, you know. Yeah, man.
So 2-0 for Poole. It's no question. Like, and I heard stories, too, the stuff that Nick Young, speaking of, not to bring up Gilbert Arenas anymore, but the stuff Nick Young had to deal with Gilbert Arenas, that alone, I have to get my respect level goes up for him. I heard Gilbert Arenas
he was getting hazed. He was getting hazed heavy.
Yeah, miserable. Like outside of the court, on the court, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just Gilbert Arenas was just doing shit.
Yeah.
I would have knocked his ass out. If I would have been a teammate of Gilbert Arenas, you could for sure bet I'm taking a suspension from the team for a guy like that that's going to be fucking with my teammates. Anyways, Jordan Poole, 100%. It just reads off of him. It's, you don't even need to explain it. Like, you just.
It's the mustache, like A-Rod said, man. Like, you can come just on,
smell
man.
It. You can smell it on him, right? You can smell it through the screen. It's like, oh no, yeah, I know these dudes, man. So
like Burt Reynolds impersonator or something.
Yeah. Last one, shout outs. This guy, man, this guy, what he went through. All right, speaking of, not again, Gilbert Arenas, but Andre Blatch. Now, remember Andre Blatch? Andre Blatch could ball, man.
Filipino legend.
Yeah, Andre Blatch Cabal, the Filipino legend, yes. And he also got shot. I don't remember. Do you guys remember when he got shot in the chest?
Mm-hmm. In the chest?
He got carjacked and he got shot in the chest and he came back and played. Yep. And, anyways, but he had to deal with all that whole Gilbert Arenas situation, all of that. But I just remember Andre Blatch. I'm not here to make jokes about Andre Blatch. I'm actually here to say I remember he was good. Things just didn't work out. I don't remember why. I don't remember how quick it happened. I just remember he was good.
Wizards had a gang of players like that had some upside.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a rough team. Not a great team. A-Rod, do you remember anything about Blatch? Like, was it why did he leave? Was it injuries or what was it? Or just skill?
No, I don't remember too much. I just remember kind of him just fading out. I think they just didn't play him that much anymore.
That makes sense. All right,
but he was a monster on Philippines for a bit, man.
I remember that
monster.
No,
he handed the baton to Jordan Clarkson.
Isn't Jalen Green Filipino as well?
Apparently.
Jalen Green, what, Houston?
Yeah.
What, Houston? Man, he's killing boys out here, man.
Right now, he is.
The last few games, but, man, this man is a chunker.
That's what they need out there. Just got to put the lasso on that neck and pull him in every once in a while. Yeah.
Let him know they made a mistake with the Ignite. They should reinstate the Ignite. Look at what it produced.
The Thompson twins.
Another shout out is Felipe Lopez.
Hey,
if you remember Felipe Lopez, he was supposed to be the next big thing. He was gonna, yes, he was.
That was from that era where you could be a star.
Yeah.
Like before you made it to the league.
Yeah, yeah, and so what? I actually wanted to pose this question to you guys.
Shout out Tyrone Hill in there.
Yeah, man. Is what happened to Felipe Lopez? Was that just another case of fading out of the league? Because I saw his name, I'm like, man, I remember this SI cover. I remember that, and I remember the hype behind him. But what happened? I can't remember.
There was an ESPN 30 for 30 about him.
Really, but, I gotta watch that.
I didn't get through it though. It wasn't holding my interest though.
Oh, all right.
It was more on the emotional side, but it was very cultural too. So, what country is he from?
Dominican.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a lot about growing up Dominican.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was just a matter of just another case of just he faded out, just didn't work out, just didn't have skill.
Yeah, it seems like it was just one of those, mm-hmm. Homeboy that played for the Arkansas Razorbacks, Scotty Thurman, was that it? And he never made it to the league.
Mm.
And that team had like Corlo Williamson.
Corliss Williamson, yeah.
Williamson, and the point guard made it to the league too. But Scotty Thurman didn't make it. And then the next year they had him on some kind of special, and he was just walking on some dirt road trying to explain why he didn't get drafted and stuff. Oh, I remember seeing that. I was still young.
Dirt road.
I was like, that's crazy. This is what happens to these guys when they don't make it to the league. I was like, yo.
That hurts, right?
You don't want to see hurt. That hurt. Yeah. That turned a lot of dude into hustlers right there, man.
That's like, I don't want to misstate somebody's name and their story. Anyways, next up was, for the youngest who don't remember, Michael Jordan did play for the Wizards. Michael Jordan played for the Wizards. You mentioned it just a moment ago, Max P, but some of these kids nowadays don't remember this, that Michael Jordan did play for the Wizards at one point. And it was a sad time for true Jordan heads, Jordan fans, because it's like, it just doesn't look right. Doesn't look right that he's on the Wizards, should have a Bulls uniform on.
It was a transition period, you know. We were going from the Jordan era to Iverson.
Yeah, yeah. But remember that team. That's what I was going to mention. I remember Kwame Brown was on there. He was trying to get in Kwame's head and get him to be a bit better, and it just didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
No. All right, so anyways, boys, I'm going to tell Simone about his little underarm issues. He can go over to Popeyes and let him know you boys sent them. So this was another episode of This or That brought to you by Popeyes Supplements.
Popeyes.
So let's get out of here and go around the NBA. I only have a couple little things before we wrap this up. One of them was, did you guys catch that DeMar ejection? It was a few days ago.
Hey, of course.
Ago. Did you see that?
He did the turnaround swing elbow.
Oh, he ran.
Did he even know? Did he even know who it was?
He just went at him.
He put the elbow up before he even turned around. I was like, damn.
Well, he charged the guy and he went at him and just like put him on the ground and then what's
his name? Oh, I didn't see that part. I only seen the Dylan Brooks situation. Yeah. I didn't see what caused it though. I seen like some guy fell down. I didn't know what happened though.
Yeah, he charged him. He went at him. And then Dylan Brooks went at DeMar. Just, it was a whole thing. But, man, I miss that about DeMar. The reason I bring it up is because DeMar is that guy. Don't fuck with Debo. He's one of those guys in the league. You don't fuck with him.
Well, he got Compton on his back. He can't never. ever act like a punk in those kind of situations.
No, he's a real tough guy. He's actually a tough guy. Like, you don't fuck with DeMar. And it's funny that Dylan Brooks thought he could, but no.
Dylan Brooks wasn't coming for the smoke. I know what he was doing.
No,
but DeMar DeRozan was ready for the smoke. That was for sure.
Yeah. He always is.
You know, Dylan Brooks got a little bit of those Houston boys fighting.
Yeah, he got a love tap right there in the chin.
Last night, Jabari got ejected too, man.
Did
he? Going at it with Chris Dunn. Yeah, they were swinging.
Oh, yeah. The announcers, I was watching the game. The announcers like, yeah, the Houston Rockets are undefeated in games that they have an altercation. Like, I was like, I love this team, man. I love this team, bro.
Nah, I kind of do like that injection that Dylan Brooks has put into what he puts into a team. I do like it.
Oh, I love Dylan Brooks, man. He's hard to love, but once you say, you know what, I'm fucking with this cat, oh, it's great, bro.
You know, it would be kind of fun, though, if the Rockets did get into that 10th spot because they would end up facing the Lakers.
I'm waiting for it.
And then you know Dylan Brooks and LeBron would be.
Oh, and they'll run them right off the court. They'll
that's
revenge.
Must see TV
you
right
got
there.
Me kicked off of Memphis, and here I am again, right in your face. Right in your face, Dave Chappelle style.
Oh, you know LeBron's going to be a little bit afraid of that, too.
Oh, man. He might just say, I got a thigh injury, man. I got a tight.
He'll be upstairs playing his son's guitar, just, I don't want to see Dylan no more.
Oh, I'm praying for that, though. Hey, Rod, that's a great scenario you put in the atmosphere.
Another one was Phoenix was playing the San Antonio Spurs, I believe it was last night, and Bull Bull fouled Wemby and said after. He said, okay, yeah, I get it. So he tells the refs, he goes, oh, you're dick riding, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Bobo is like the forgotten, you know, third stepchild, black stepchild. What do they call that? Forgotten stepchild. Because, you know, he's tall. He got skills, but no love. No shine.
Oh, I know.
Nothing. Not even playing time.
Bobo's not bad at all.
He's decent.
Oh, yeah. Bobo's not bad at all, but he gets just no love, no playing time, no shine.
Yeah. But that was pretty funny. He's like, yeah, bro, I get it. You dick riding.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
That's beautiful. That killed me, man. That's a meme
that's beautiful.
Right now, man.
That is beautiful that's right there. I love it. That's like a Rodney Dangerfield. I get no respect out here, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know. I saw that. I'm like, good for you, Bobo. Good for you.
Good for you, Bobo.
Yeah, I actually went there to stay on Bobo. I heard when he was in Orlando, I heard he was hard to get along with. That's one thing I heard. It's like he was really difficult to get along with.
You think maybe that's why he's like sort of bouncing around from team to team like this?
It could be. But
it's possible. I mean, hey, Phoenix needs all the help they can get, man.
He's getting the most amount of playing time I've ever seen him get in Phoenix, though.
Orlando gave him a run last year.
Yeah, in Orlando.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
Yo, a big run. And he did really well,
too. I do not watch Orlando games.
Max took my advice, and he's like, I remember what A-Rod said. He's like, I never watch these Orlando Magic guys, right?
No. Last thing, the Thunder are on. I just checked the standings again. The Thunder are on top of the West still, and you know what, I can't be any happier. There's three teams I want to see come out. Obviously, as I said last episode, Memphis, I always root for Memphis, but I would really love to see New Orleans make a move. I'd like to see the Thunder make a move, and I'm always ready to see the Nuggets do their thing. But the Thunder on top, what do you boys think? Do you think they can maintain, stay here, and you know, come out of the West? What do you think with these young guns?
What do you think, A-Rod?
They're just blowing their load, man, before the playoffs start.
Yeah?
That's all it is, man. They're going too hard. Mm. You can tell, like, they're young, and they just think, first place matters too much, so they're trying their hardest. They're going to be burnt out. Whoever they face in that 8 spot, they're probably going to lose that series because it's probably either going to be the Lakers, the Suns, or the Mavs, and they can't beat none of them in a 7 game.
Yeah, that's the thing with OKC. The way the Lakers and the Lakers aren't a good team, but they beat up on OKC easy every time they play them. And the Lakers play a playoff style of basketball.
Yeah.
And so it's not a good sign for what OKC is going to come
and think about up against. Think about what OKC's biggest weak spot is in the entire, like, season, right? So they're rebounding. You cannot win games without rebounding, man.
Especially playoff games?
Exactly, man.
Whoa.
Yeah,
like Freak tonight got like 20 rebounds on these guys, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So
they got a regular season niceness to them, but they still got a ways to go. They got a level to.
yeah, A-Rod's point, to go back to his point where he mentioned, it's so true. I've heard this before. The entire life enjoying basketball, the good classic teams don't blow the load too quick in the season. You're so right. They're on top right now and they're feeling good, right? So they just want to keep. But the really, like, the classical teams, they'll kind of, like, they'll ease up a little bit, pump the brakes a little bit, heal up a little bit. The injury management, like, look what Boston's doing, man. But what Boston's doing right now is exactly the opposite. They even though are they on top of the East right now? I don't even know.
Yeah, they're on top of the East by five games or something.
Exactly, but yet and still they're still doing it the right way, where they're getting the rest for the guys that need it. They're not pushing things too hard, and yeah. So
it don't even matter what lineup they put out right now. They're just crushing teams. So
it's scary.
They're looking good at the right time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Denver's looking really good since the All-Star break too. Like they were just staying in the background. Nobody's talking about us, and then they're like, I think they only lost three games since the All-Star game. So like they're ready to go now.
That's who I call, man.
I'll say this: if anybody draws the Mavs in the playoffs, I would not want to be that team, because Kuka and Kyrie together are unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Like on offense, there's not one team that can match up with both those guys.
It's true. No, the Mavs are like sort of stepped up just the one level this year. They're not.
Yeah, and they had a sneaky pickup at trade deadline for Gafford. That's a sneaky scoop.
Yeah, Gafford's the big guy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's really, really, really helped them.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, speaking of help, I don't know. Help to keep my eyes open to watch this next one. It's going to be Brooklyn in Toronto tomorrow night, 7:30. Yeah, speaking of Paul Pierce, Brooklyn in Toronto. Joe Johnson, remember that? ISO Joe. What are you boys looking for? I don't know. What do you want to see?
Ain't shit tomorrow? Funny, man. Cam going for 30-plus tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Ain't shit funny.
That's a guaranteed lock, man. That dude is going for 30. If he's playing G Leaguers, I feel sorry for them, man.
It's gonna be 50 shots.
Yeah, he's getting it, man. He's getting it.
Nah, but you, Max, we want to see what.
I just want to see some more from Kansas Slim, and I want to see a nice dunk from Ramsey, and I want to see one of these other cats sort of pop up and do something.
Man, that's when you know you have a bad team. Remember those back in the day where you're like, you only watch because you're like, they had that one kind of exciting player. I wonder if Sonny Weems will dunk. I wonder if Jamario Moon's going to get a dunk tonight.
What was that guy's name? Keon Clark?
Yeah.
Was that his name? That dunker we had?
Yeah, he dunked over Sean Bradley.
Yeah. That was a dark era of Raptors ball. But, you know, you always catch a highlight with those dudes.
Exactly. I just don't want to hear this. I don't need this tomorrow. I'm tired. Cody just tired of watching basketball look like this. End the season now. You know what I mean? This was another episode of the Sports Ethos Toronto Raptor Podcast, and we're your hosts, Mr. El Hoopo, Mr. A-Rod, Mr. Max P. Even though right now it's the deep, dark pits of the season, and it's, you know, a lot of L's taken right now, still hit that heart, which is like, and hit subscribe, which is like us even more. If you don't, you're a bitch. All right.